Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our 4-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our 2-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Right now?
Do it.
Lockdown Wolves. Now, I almost said Lockdown Wolves Wired. Tim Fakeless. Tom Schreier. Tim and Tom. It's got a better ring to it.
Tim and Tom. I like that. Timmy Tommy.
Let's just get rid of Zach.
I think we should.
He's not here. We don't have to call. All right, here's the story. This is an unorganized intro, but I like it. So, I was playing some music. I may have mentioned in the past I'm in a band. We were goofing around playing music, and I knew that Zach was unavailable to come here. I think he's hanging with some family. So I text Tom Schreier, and more or less say, hey, let's get to the studio and do a lockdown. We don't have one for today. Might as well do it, right? And while we're at it, let's tell Zach that we're giving him a call. And Tom is like it just in this process of figuring it out. It's fun for me to watch. I wish there was video of this. Anyway, all the meanwhile, I texted Zach and more or less said, hey man, I really need to call you about something. Are you available for me to call you? He's like, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah. Give me a call. So I think Zach thinks that I'm calling him about something really personal. I'm not. So, in the meantime, Cavs, Celtics, that's really the only other thing that we've got going on right now. 125-93, 244 to go. Kevin Love, a plus 43, 15 and 11. LeBron passed Michael Jordan, all-time playoff scoring champ. 35 points, 8 boards, 8 dimes. Kyrie Irving, 24 points. And Richard Jefferson, minus 11 somehow. I don't know how that happened. Any luck, Tom?
I'm trying to figure out how to call out from the studio. I will figure this out at one point.
All right. Well, we might be editing a thing or two to make this a little bit more seamless because I don't know how much more I can talk about. There's one thing. You guys talked about Derrick Rose yesterday. I haven't had a chance to talk about Derrick Rose.
I was not on this podcast, but I want to know the one yesterday. I want to know your Derrick.
When I read the Ian Begley tweet, the ESPN New York writer, if I'm not mistaken, I think my response on Twitter was 35 no's. Exactly 35. I don't know. We don't need to go into this with too much detail, but man, in what scenario does bringing in Derrick Rose and replacing...
I'm improvising here.
Ricky Rubio. In what scenario is that a good idea? I just don't get it. Are you calling him on your cell? That's going to give it away.
I know.
Oh, man. All right, Tom's giving it away. Whatever.
Zach is not picking up.
He's probably like, shit, did I have something to write tonight?
I know. I should start with that.
We're all patiently waiting to see the answers.
Call the studio. Tim broke his phone, and he wants to talk through the studio. Yeah, he's at the studio. We were going to do a show. We said, fuck it, and then he broke his phone. Tim's a mess.
This is a terrible lie.
No, yeah, it's been a mad scramble. Just call the studio real quick. I'll get out of the room and we'll Yeah, this is the weirdest way to do this, I realize, but like, I'll give it to you real quick.
I hate Tom Schreier right now.
I mean, I guess I could. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Did you give up?
He's gonna call in. Don't worry about this. Don't worry about this.
This is the worst prank of all time. I thought you had the. Damn, that sucks. I guess we could have Skyped him too. You guys Skype. What's his name? Sometimes, right? The soccer fella.
Yeah, Andy Lorai, because he's out in Malaysia.
Yeah, well, I think Zach might be out in Malaysia too. I know his commute is long.
Right, right. I need to remember the studio number, and I've worked here for 3 years, so.
Yeah, and you still don't know how to use the phone. This is really just opening my eyes about Tom Schreier's knowledge of the production table.
Yeah, no, it's really, really poor effort.
This is why I'm never supposed to call in.
Okay, so wait, we got him on the hook here. Keep talking, keep filibustering, give the people good information about the NBA. Are you excited for the finals? The finals should make up for all the bad
that's
playoffs.
The idea, right? I'm the one storyline that I'm more excited about than I think is being mentioned right now, Durant versus LeBron in the finals again. That's not really a storyline anymore because Durant, I guess you could say, hit himself with the Warriors. He didn't really. He's still having a great year. But
Do you think Durant leaves Golden State after this?
No. He's already said publicly that he found his home. I don't think he's going to go back from that.
I would love for him to do just like a tour. I thought LeBron at one point was going to do this.
Go to like four or five different teams.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, this is I can win wherever I go.
I bet he'll do like a Shaq. LeBron will. Or Durant. One of them is going to do a Shaq or Patrick Ewing.
Dude.
Zach.
What up?
We were going to... All right. This is lame. So... God damn it, Tom.
Hey, I don't know.
Tom doesn't know how to call you from the studio phone, and we were gonna, you know, I told you I wanted to talk to you. We just came to the studio and we wanted to do a pod.
You guys better be doing a pod right now.
We're in the middle of it as we speak.
I made Tim filibuster for 5 minutes while I fumbled with the phone.
Tom's mediocrity ruined the prank, and I'm very frustrated right now.
I don't know how to call out from this phone.
For what it's worth, I didn't realize what was happening.
I couldn't say anything.
Oh, that makes me feel a little better.
I wondered when he was going to get suspicious.
I knew.
It sounds like you have to be quiet.
I knew that things. Well, I.
Sorry,
I
man.
I won't have to be. I can step outside, I think, for a second.
Sweet.
Give me a second.
This is just raw audio. I love that he didn't know.
Yeah, that makes me feel better.
I was going to tell you.
I was low key furious at you.
I know. No, Timmy was like, and that's Tim broke his phone. And
Tim broke his phone.
Is through the studio.
All the meanwhile, you're talking to him on the phone.
Yep.
All right, Chomos. I'm where I can be loud.
Never mind. I'm glad you didn't know, Zach. It adds to the prank.
Tim broke his phone.
He needs you to call the studio. All the while, you're talking to him on the phone. God. All right. Anyway.
I don't want to lend Tim my phone.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Here's the deal. Mm-hmm. Hey, I knew something was suspicious when Tom says Tim's life is a mess right now. Because that could never happen. B, I'm surprised you two half-wits were creative enough to throw something like this together, which went into the surprise because I had no idea you two were capable of something
this
like this.
This is what happens when I hang out with you so much. I pick up some of your tendencies, like surprising
people.
Which
is what? You become a little more devious?
Yes, that's exactly it.
We could go into more tendencies if you wanted. I'm so happy you guys are doing a lockdown right now.
Yeah. I even did an intro, and it was sloppy as hell.
It didn't matter because I was literally trying to figure out a phone from 1993.
Well, it doesn't matter because once Tom laughs, the whole pod is ruined. So.
Or made, depending on how you feel about Tom's laugh.
I'm kidding. Tom, you didn't set us up with any fantasy people for this pod, did you?
God, no.
What are fantasy people? Man, I'm out of the loop.
That was a meta joke.
Oh.
It's a machine joke.
Yeah, it was a football. By the way, did you see the footage of me burning a reef?
Wait, what?
Are you asking me or him? Because I definitely commented on how a reef looked like me and you looked like Randy Moss. or something like that. Yeah, on the Twitters.
I didn't see that. What kind of
ball? Dude, it's
so what was this?
It was okay. Right, who was throwing? Yeah, go to Twitter and go to Zach's profile.
Tom, you are the worst boss. Like, this is some of the best content people who work for you at your company have ever curated.
Can I correct you, Zach? This is the best content that people that Tom has working for him has ever curated.
Correct. Go to my
When fail is life.
Go to my timeline.
Yes. It's a video. It's a video.
Yeah, can I play it live
on
the show?
Yes, please play it live on the show.
We're doing this. Is this actually like, this is part of your video?
No. Scroll down.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I figured you hadn't tweeted since then.
I am Randy Moss?
I haven't tweeted.
Oh, right on.
Yeah. Watch the I am Randy Moss.
Let's see this.
At ZacharyBD on Twitter for those.
Zach's trying to beat Andy Carl. Oh, that was a falls down. So for the people that can't see this, which is all of our audience, Zach,
and me,
Zach is lined up like a Reef is lined up as the cornerback. Zach is lined up as the receiver. Luke is throwing the football. These are all the guys from the football machine, our football show.
The ALAFM.
Yeah.
Andy, Luke, and Reef football machine. Tune in Wednesday nights when it is published.
Nice plug, phone guy.
Zach runs basically a straight line, taking the top off the defense, and a Reef literally falls on his head. Is he okay? Do we know?
He scraped his knee, didn't he?
That's good.
Yeah. He if you go to the next video, not only does he fall once, he falls twice. But I need you to take note of the Randy Moss.
I was going to say, the thing that got left fallen by the wayside a little bit because of a Reef's hilarious fall. Zach, that was a good catch.
No pun intended, fallen by the
wayside. Like a Reef. That was a good catch. That was a quality catch.
Even before the catch. Right as I'm about to break loose of a Reef, I'm looking forward, but I'm throwing the left hand up, a la Randy Moss.
I gotta love it.
He would just throw the arm up when he knew he was open. That's an underappreciated part of the video. A Reef couldn't even hang out at Blue Door with us afterwards. He had to go home. Didn't even drink a beer, didn't even order wings. He had to go home.
Is that his tradition, beer and wings? Is that everyone's tradition there?
Blue Door is so good.
That's a Wednesday.
I've still never been to Blue Door in my life.
Literally, Frogtown wings. I could eat that the rest of my life, and I'd be fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Not nutrition-wise.
But anyway.
What? You don't like Frogtown wings?
No, they're a little too sweet for me. When I like wings, I like spicy.
Ah, good.
I'm not a big spice. Like, I like spice, but if it overpowers the overall flavor of the wing, then I'm out.
It's holy. Not. Yeah.
Your favorite Gatorade is probably grape, too, huh?
No. How funny was Popovich, by the way, during the playoffs?
Oh, God, Zach, I'm sorry. That was good.
Did you see this where Popovich had, there was a Gatorade right next to him? Like, you know, Tibbs had this. And he just moved it.
Tim is very pro at taking those Gatorades.
People were taking them the first 4 months of the year. I didn't take one. Then I probably took like 80% of the last 2 months.
That's
of the
really,
season.
I need to get in on that. But anyways, Pop moved it out of the screen, which was really funny.
Did they make a joke of it? How is it funny?
Well, it was great because someone put it on Twitter on repeat, and you just see him repeatedly moving the Gatorade away from the microphone. I just like that Pop just doesn't give a
long-time listeners of this show will know that there was a point in time where I was living off free dessert coupons for a place called Deep Fried Goodness.
Oh, God.
And,
great place.
Jack's Pizzas. This is recently, like within the last couple months. And I told Tim about this because Tim's my friend, and that's what friends tell other friends when they're in life predicaments like that. And Tim was like, well, I was going to drink this, but considering your dietary situation, I think you would do better. So, like, lunch and dinner that day was a low-cal purple Gatorade that Timmy had jacked from Thibodeau's press conference.
I stole from Tom Thibodeau and fed Zach.
Oh, God. Tom would be happy about that.
Yeah.
I tell the story every time, too. Last year when Sam Mitchell was walking up there, or now 2 seasons ago, when Sam Mitchell was walking up there, he noticed it. He's like, I must be getting some money for this. he had his gangster strut on. And
that
I
was one of the few times I've seen him, like, joke with the media with cameras rolling ever.
Right.
Man.
I'm commandeering this show, by the way, because it's basically mine, but it's also your tooth.
Okay. No, I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
There was, remember the after the Portland game where...
After they beat the Warriors like 2 days before?
And he thought it was like somebody, but...
Britt, yeah.
It was really.
Oh, yeah.
Britt thought it was Aminu, but it was like.
No, it was Aminu, and he thought it was somebody else.
Right, right. And he was right.
Well, apparently through the grapevine, I heard that Sam Mitchell, the comment, and I give Sam Mitchell hella cred for this, hella street cred. Apparently, Sam Mitchell, he told a very prominent reporter who writes for NBA.com, who told Britt, who told me, that Sam Mitchell wanted to say, you think all of us look alike, don't you?
Oh, wow.
But he couldn't actually.
Oh, man.
But he
that would have been incredible.
He should have said it, is what I'm thinking.
The worst part about this, the more I've learned about it, is that, like, Sam Mitchell, part of it was just straight-up saltiness. Part of it was an act, and, like, that part of it almost bugs me more than anything. Like, it's fine if you're actually like that. I think Belichick's actually like that and whatnot, but, God, a lot of it, I think, was, like, you know, staged, his kind of anti-media stuff, which drove me nuts. But that, thankfully, he's no longer the coach.
I'd like to say that you guys have actually made my 2017 by doing this. I am sincerely happy and grateful that you're doing a show right now. It's unbelievable.
The best part is he kept on texting me. He's like, do a Locked On. And I'm like, I just can't do it. I was like, I didn't even have a reason. Like,
it was set up because I'm talking to Tom earlier. I'm like, Tom, I got to do a Locked On. He's like, oh, I don't know, man. I'm busy with this video game podcast that isn't really a podcast.
We had Trevor May. Trevor May was on our video game podcast today.
Yeah,
it was great.
You can call that, Timmy, they got to do a video game podcast not through the studio, and Tom has to go up to Trevor May, who is like a
he's under contract with the Twins. He was just injured. Yeah, Tommy John.
Trevor May.
Well, that's too bad.
Is Joe May's coming on soon? Sorry, go ahead.
Is Everyday Eddie Gordado available? I'm not sure.
Is he still the bullpen coach?
I have a Gordado story off the record for you guys. I have a great Gordado story off the record, but I do not want to say it on a podcast.
Nepotism never ceases to.
Oh, you know who their two new color commentators are, right?
Torrey Hunter is great, and actually,
Torrey Hunter is not great.
He is
Torrey
great.
Hunter is incredibly average, does not give good analysis. And that one game when the fan dropped the ball, he obsessed over that for three innings, and it drove me nuts.
That's what I heard.
Pretty sure he's anti-LGBT.
He's very anti-LGBT. I don't think he's good. I think LaTroy Hawkins is a little better, but neither are very good yet.
Well,
Torrey's funny sometimes.
On the other hand, he's perfect for baseball. You know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying?
Steroid stick.
Anyway. I'm so happy they got. I might actually watch Twins games. Nothing against Smalley, but Bert had to go, dude.
Well, he's still around. He's part time now.
Oh, come on.
He's brutal. The guy that reads. He's like Hubie Brown, but awful. Like, Hubie Brown used to be great and is still pretty good. But both of them just read things.
I'm sorry.
What? Hubie Brown just. Have you ever watched a broadcast closely and listened into what Hubie does? He used to be a great analyst. He's still fine. But all he does is read percentages and stat sheets. That's all of his analysis now.
Yeah, he's Seth Part now in 20 years, dude.
Okay, but I'm saying all Bert does is read. It's just after he's done reading, he has nothing good to say or interesting to say. That's the difference.
You go back and listen to one of the first SI Media podcasts with Hubie Brown on it. And Hubie
I've heard it.
I know he has like great knowledge and he's a great analyst. I'm just saying, as an analyst now, he's not good.
No, Hubie Brown on that pod talks to Richard Deitch, who is one of Tom's personal favorites. Just kidding. he talks to he's catching up with a family member at a picnic. He's just so fundamentally basic the way he explains stuff. It's hilarious. But Hubie Brown is a legend, and I will not.
By the way, Kevin Harlan.
I probably shouldn't be comparing him to Bert. I do love Hubie, and I don't.
Tim,
love
we
Bert.
Will not. We will not tolerate Hubie Brown slander anymore.
I on behalf of myself, my family, and my legacy, I apologize.
His legacy, he says. By the way, LeBron, is this 7th straight finals for him?
He hasn't missed a finals since I was a sophomore in college.
I know.
I graduated from college 3 years ago.
So, how
old were you?
19.
See, because I stopped.
7 years ago. Seven.
You were 19, you were a sophomore. I would have been 20. Lord knows what I was doing.
Actually, I would have been a freshman in college because it was the spring of 2010, so I was a freshman in college.
I would have been chipping away at community college classes at North Hennepin.
Oh,
to put it, think about it. Me taking classes.
I was living in Gage Dorm B, room 1110. No
Secret.
Air conditioning. So gross. Where the Vikings used to stay. Fun fact. I was waiting for a happy
sacred,
for you, Zach.
Sacred
Where
ground.
Are you? What's that?
I'm I cannot disclose my location currently.
The Dunes. We're going to call it the Dunes.
The Dunes.
That's where I go when I want to get away.
Yes.
So anyways, do we want to do back?
Yeah, okay. So before we got you on, Zach, I had realized that you guys recorded yesterday, as you had texted me the day before. You guys recorded a lockdown in the afternoon, and you guys talked about the playoffs. You talked about the Lynx, and you talked about Derrick Rose. So I'm sitting here like, well, this is a great prank, but once we get him on, what the hell are we going to talk about? But apparently Tom has topics.
You better squeeze him into 3% iPhone battery life, because I am running low, my friend.
It's all right. We only got 10 minutes left here, and we'll probably squeeze it into 5.
All right, let's do it.
Couple quick things. What we were on was Durant and Golden State. This one we can do pretty quickly. Any chance he leaves?
No. No chance he leaves. He's already said it's his home. He's not leaving. I'll leave it in one sentence.
I'm going to leave it open and say he might, but talk to me after the finals, whether they win or lose it, and let's see what Curry does when he has to resign.
Because that's the thing. Like, Golden State, at some point, you got to imagine, is going to have some cost issues. But
I don't know.
My thing is, I just want one player, and I thought it was going to be LeBron. I'm glad he went back. But I thought LeBron at one point was just going to go team to team.
Right.
Like, look, I can win anywhere.
And the thing that I said before we got you on, Zach, is I think one of LeBron or Durant or someone like that is going to go all Patrick Ewing, Shaq, late career, join like 6 different teams and try to win another ring. I think it'd be funny.
Is that a Sir Charles move, too? Did Charles Barkley do that?
No, he went...
I'm not old enough.
No, he went from Philly...
Phoenix
to Houston, and I think he was done after that.
Oh, there's a topic. Sorry to interrupt you, Tom. But
go ahead.
Tim, a person, someone you and I both know, came up to me today and was like, did you hear about the Shaq-Charles feud on TNT? They were getting in heated arguments about who had the better legacy. And do you guys know what I'm talking about?
I saw something on Awful Announcement.
I didn't see it, but that's a weird topic.
Apparently, they were going at it after a recent game.
About who had a better legacy?
Yeah, like they were in heated discussion.
Between the two of them?
Yeah, like threatening to throw food at one another. Tim, the person you and I both know, like, narrated it as Ernie Johnson basically needed to break it up.
Wow.
And I go, well... Charles had to do everything himself. And am I right on that? Tim's more of the basketball historian.
Yeah, but I mean...
Shaq always had a great support.
That was Charles's point. He said you had Kobe. That was kind of, I think, where the beef started.
Yeah, but then he also won 4 titles. I mean, he was the best player on the teams he won titles on. It's not like, yeah, he had Kobe and they won titles as a result of having both of them, but he was always the best one of them.
Who was the second best player Sir Charles ever played with?
Early in his career, Dr. J and Moses Malone, but I'm not going to count that. Probably, what, Marley? Would that be
Kevin,
it?
Well, Kevin Johnson would like a word.
Oh, Kevin maybe, Johnson, sure.
Maybe Thunder Day.
Guy.
Well, I think Dan Marley made All-Star games. Did Kevin Johnson make any?
I think so, yeah.
We're going to find this out.
He was the mayor of Sacramento. Let's not, I mean, we can look past.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Pedophilia investigations, but, you know.
Yeah, he made the All-Star game 3 times. I'm looking up Dan Marley now. Dan Marley made a total of 3 All-Star games and 2 defensive teams. Wow. Okay.
Thunder Dan has actually done a wonderful job with Grand Canyon University. I think
look at this
going,
Phoenix yeah, Suns I've, no, I've fan this. Knowledge. I like this. It.
I think they're going D1 this year, if I'm not mistaken, but he's done a wonderful Jeez. Job of
hopefully Minnesota
in the
State
city
goes
of
with
Phoenix.
Him.
Well, by the way, we might be adding a Minnesota State guy to the zone coverage
who?
Staff.
Who?
His name's Colton. He's entering his senior year there.
I heard there's been one helping out with soccer coverage.
Some bum.
Some scrub.
I don't know. He's better than the regulars, am I right?
No,
I'm totally
you're
kidding.
Not, you're easier to work with, that's for sure. I think.
I'm just playing. I don't know the regulars, so I'm not going to slander. But, Zach, you go right ahead, man.
Tommy, what's the next question? You got 2% battery left.
Next question. This is 2-part, but it's in tandem. Go quick. Are the finals going to make up for the bad playoffs? And if so, who are you rooting for?
Going to make up for the bad conference finals of each playoffs, then yes, I totally agree. Because you, Tom, have said it yourself that the first round was intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I can't think of the second round, but it was underwhelming, but maybe not as much as the conference finals. Anywho, I'm rooting for Cleveland, and my answer is yes.
Okay, what about you?
I'm assuming it's going to be a good finals. Both teams are healthy. The Warriors added Durant, and they lost last year, so they're going to have, I don't want to say more incentive to win next year, but they're going to have more incentive to win this year.
Second round Boston Washington was the only really
that
good
was
series.
A good series,
and really if you want to count Houston, but that ended poorly. Houston, San Antonio.
Well, who did Utah play in the first round?
Portland, but I'm saying second round was Golden State.
Oh, gotcha.
The Clippers.
Or the Clippers.
That was a good series. What was the second part? Oh, who am I rooting for?
Yeah.
I don't care. So, I could not care less who wins this series.
Okay. How's this for an intricate question? Would you rather, if Golden State wins, would you rather see them win in seven so that Cleveland can take three games off them so that the Shaq-Kobe playoff run of like 18-2 or whatever it was remains intact? Or would you rather? I didn't phrase that.
I know what you're saying.
I want to see Golden
State. I know what you're saying. I don't care.
I want Golden State to beat that record. I'm gonna say this. Normally, I'd root for Golden State. I would like to see Cleveland win this. I'm gonna make a controversial statement, and I'll let you guys roll with this.
Oh, geez.
I think
controversial.
Should I pack my things?
When we look back,
Tom,
his...
did you have hot sauce with your tacos today too? Geez.
Oh God, you're gonna like this. Is a statement. This is my statement.
Let's hear it.
I think when we look back on LeBron's career,
oh God,
we will see it as better than Michael Jordan's, regardless of how many championships he wins.
That's fine if we're talking career and numbers, but as far as icons go, Jordan cannot be touched.
I agree with that. I actually agree with that.
I think the Jordan brand is bigger than the LeBron brand will ever be, and you can already use Kobe's brand as an example. Kobe's brand isn't shit compared to LeBron. Compared to Jordan.
I think that's fair. I do believe that reversing a curse in Cleveland should be considered or weighted more heavily than I do believe that a team in Chicago, just like one in New York or LA, should win because they're going to have more resources and a bigger market.
Here's the deal, though. The Jordan argument will always be, well, what if you didn't take those 2 years off? You know what I'm saying?
Yep. What if you would have won eight straight titles?
It would have been
eight straight. That would have been unbelievable. It's possible that they would have.
Then again, that would be, what if Michael Jordan didn't gamble? That's a big
yeah,
one.
Well, I mean, dude. And think about the Bulls while he was gone. Scottie Pippen was having the best bet. Scottie Pippen played the best basketball of his career while Jordan was playing baseball. Like, he led them to 50-some wins each year. They were good without him.
Finals, if I remember, yeah.
Yeah.
At this point, dude, LeBron, you know, you rubbed me the wrong way with the decision, but I remember watching him on like a mini 12-inch TV before going to a choir concert in seventh grade, and he was in high school, and it's like, well, this guy's supposed to be the next Michael Jordan. Well, shit, I wouldn't want those expectations, and sort of scoffed at it. And then, you know, we all sort of followed him, and he was great in Cleveland, and but you know, couldn't get it done. And then the decision rubbed everybody the wrong way. But I think since then, with the way the beautiful pace and space, Shane Battier at the four, and Eric Spoelstra coming from the film room, and the way Miami played to LeBron going back to Cleveland and winning. You know, he had to basically play the Warriors on his own when they lost the finals a couple of years ago to beating the Warriors last year. I mean, LeBron has grown on me more than I think any other athlete has in my lifetime. And so at this point, it's like, I want to see LeBron win. I don't care.
So I'm with you. I also think, I didn't plan on this one, but I think this might be the last year of this matchup. Boston's going to get a really good player in the draft, really well coached, and they really have a lot kind of going for them. We talked about instability perhaps with Golden State, depending on how kind of these contracts play out. But not only that, I got to imagine the West is going to become more and more interesting as time goes on. So,
well, Wolves will, you know, make the playoffs next year, knock out Golden State, and then they'll reign supreme for the next decade.
Correct.
Right?
That in Minnesota, those things happen a lot. But seriously, I think people should
don't
share.
Don't look aside from the Lynx like that, dude. It's the Lynx season. I can tolerate that type of nonsense during the Wolves season,
fair,
but it's Lynx season.
Fair enough.
You've got championships to win.
Fair enough.
Multiple.
What my point is, I think people should cherish the Golden State Cleveland because this may be the last time we see this.
Totally. It's, you know, the 80s had Boston, L.A. We have this, and so I'll take it.
Anything else? I love that we called Zach.
I want to hear this fight puck thing. What's this fight puck thing you want to talk about?
I completely forgot about this. So I'm assuming as basketball fans, you'd rather see a less eventful playoffs, but know that the best teams made it. Because in hockey, the playoffs have been incredibly exciting. However, people will know at the time the podcast is published. But as of right now, Ottawa and Nashville could be the final two teams. Ottawa is kind of a weird market, and Canada is the capital, but it's not.
Wait, I thought the final of Game 7 was happening right now.
No, this is the Western Conference final between Pittsburgh and Ottawa. Of course, people will know the result by the time this goes out.
So are you saying that the two teams in the finals might not be considered the best in the league?
For sure. That for sure is true. But
I would love that in the NBA. I don't know about you guys. I think that would be sweet. I don't know.
See, I like that the regular season counts for something in the NBA because we do kind of figure out who is the best. I would like more parity in the playoffs. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But I do like that I know Golden State and Cleveland are the two best teams.
No, that's fine. No, I can agree with that. And I like dynasties more than I think some people do because, I mean, historically looking back at I feel like in 20 years, we're going to look at Curry, Clay, Draymond, and Durant.
Mind blown.
Yeah, we're going to be like, oh my God, that team was awesome. Right now, it's a phase of dislike, but I'm assuming that if the Bulls played in the age of Twitter and the internet, or the Showtime Lakers, or the Bird Celtics, or you know all those teams, the Bad Boys, most of those teams would have been frowned upon in the age of Twitter and the internet.
Zach's phone died just for the...
Oh, well, nice knowing you, Zach.
But I love that we called him, and actually it's good his phone died because we probably should wrap this up. It's about a half an hour here. But
oh, well, nice work.
It worked out.
I mean, it wasn't the perfect prank, but somehow Zach still kept aloof.
It completely worked out. My concern is I don't know where Zach is, and I hope it's not somewhere where he needs his phone.
It's the dunes, and I know where he is, and he doesn't need his phone. Everything's fine.
That's good. That's good. I do like that we cheered Zach up a little bit here.
Yeah. Yeah. So is that it?
I think that's it. I'm excited for the NBA Finals. I'm also very curious what the Wolves do, so hopefully they get in the playoff mix next year.
Well, we'll have another podcast, or I'll at least be on the next podcast Sunday. Zach? Bennett, Zachary BD, Tom Schreier, TOMSCHREIER? Yeah, or is it T. Schreier? I've never had to do this before. Where are you, Zach? I know where you are. Tim Fakelis at TIMFAKLIS. Locked on Wolves. We'll see you next time.
With the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest LED light bulb sale of the year. Right now, buy one, get one free on our best-selling LED light bulbs. Our four-pack of LED bulbs is $9.99, and our two-pack of LED floodlights is only $12.99. Buy one, get one free. There's no limit on how much you can save, so stock up now. Hurry in. Buy one, get one free on long-lasting 10-year LED bulbs, now through Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. See participating stores for details.